Hello, this is Terry Cheek, pastor of Calvary Baptist Church in Marion, North Carolina. I want to thank you for choosing our broadcast, and my prayer is that it will be an encouragement to your walk with the Lord. Comments or questions can be directed to me via the link on our sermon audio page. Now, on to your selection.
Hello, I'm Terry Cheek. You're listening to Crisis and Concern for December 31st, 2016. Welcome to a program that addresses current events and their solutions as found within God's Word. Call your family, friends, and church members. Tell them the latest Crisis and Concern podcast is posted for immediate download at theinspiringword.org, and we're also available on iTunes as the Inspiring Word Podcast. On today's program, we're going to discuss a review of 2016. What stands out to you regarding 2016? Every one of us have some opinion, some thoughts, some views, some frustrations, maybe even some points that anger you. Well, let's take a walk back over memory lane for just a little while. I don't do this to stir up emotion. I don't do it to create any type of a political, religious, or any other talking point. But we do need to look back before we can look forward. We know that 2016 was a roller coaster ride. Amid great controversy, there were two very, very controversial candidates selected to run for president. We knew that either way, whomever won the White House, there was going to be a contention in our nation, and that has proven out to be true. Also, here in North Carolina, we were cast into the political spotlight over HB2. Political parties had their bickering and had their talking points and had their debates. The mud was being slung, and it was a horrible and an ugly thing. There were accusations of financial misdealings and financial decisions based upon LGBT rights and all kinds of things like that. The controversy beyond the election cycle continues, and it gains momentum for 2017. HB2 isn't finished yet. Governor McCrory, as he has tried to leave office, has called into session a state legislative group to repeal HB2, but the incoming governor, Roy Cooper, blocked it. And now the political position that Roy Cooper took to get elected is one that he is shying away from. A lot of confusion, a lot of controversy here in North Carolina, and it is only going to gain momentum. Then nationwide, there was the LGBT controversy, which lit up the news. It pitted Americans against one another and even against themselves. It pitted us against ourselves and against one another with the battle of rights versus biblically moral beliefs. We saw that bakers and florists and other business owners were punished in civil court because their biblical beliefs would not permit them to serve the LGBT community. We saw that lifted up in the mainstream media and praised to the highest levels of the Supreme Court and praised even in the White House. Yet, by the end of 2016, we saw a clothing designer refuse to serve the incoming First Lady because of political belief. And there has been no backlash. There has been no media attention. There has been no issue raised. There have been no cries of discrimination. There have been no cries of any type of rights violations. Well, we have also seen controversy in sports and among various celebrities around the world. We have seen tensions rise with Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, and even our relationship with long-standing ally Israel. They have all become very, very strained. The purpose and the reason behind it is arguably many points, depending upon whose viewpoint and whose standing you want to take. What I would like to do is propose to you that 2016 was a year of confusion. From God's Word, we find many scriptures which give us comfort. But for the last day of 2016, I would like for you to consider Psalm 71, verse 1. In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. The psalmist gives encouraging words to those struggling with confusion. Simply given, trust the Lord. Some of my listeners can respond with a hearty amen. Others who are listening must respond with an oh me. It is something that we already know about, and it is something that we practice, or it's something that we don't practice. It's not that we have not chosen to practice it, we just don't know how to practice it in some people's lives. Those of us who do practice, at least to some degree, know the Lord expects it of us. He expects us to trust Him. Now, all of us from time to time and choose or fail the Lord, and many more choose to just simply ignore the Lord because the Lord's expectations seem to conflict with our expectations. You see, much of the confusion we face is from our own making. And let's be honest. Much of the confusion that America saw this year was confusion of its own making. We know what God's Word tells us, and we choose to overlook it. We choose to explain it away. We choose to permit our political, personal, or some other viewpoint to have a precedence over it. Now, let me say this. If you're not born again, there is no way you can possibly grasp what I am saying. If you're not born again, you have much more to worry about than the topic of this podcast. You have hell to worry about. The body of Christ, the church, you are the target group of this podcast. I want to encourage you to take hold of Jesus right now. Take a close hold. Take a tight hold. Closer and tighter than you have ever taken. And commit to the Lord your service to Him right now. Our world is coming unraveled faster than a cheap Walmart sweater. There is nothing that our corrupt government can do, nothing that our Pharisaistic churches can do, nothing the UN can do. Mankind's only hope is Jesus Christ. And that hope can only be communicated through the body of Christ, the true church. Until the true church wants revival, until the true church seeks revival, there will be no revival. And upon that revival, there will be no awakening until the true church calls for a true awakening, a spiritual awakening in this land. Yes, America needs revival in its church. America needs an awakening across its people. But it doesn't need to stop in America. It needs to continue around the world. And the only way that happens is when God's people, the individual person, takes ownership of the Great Commission. Will you take ownership of the Great Commission today? Today. And beginning today, do your part. Do everything that you possibly can do as an individual. Don't worry about getting it approved through a committee in the church. Don't worry about getting someone over it and some committee to analyze this and consider that and do all of the studies. You, as an individual, take ownership of the Great Commission and do what you can to promote Jesus Christ and to let Him live through you as a testimony to your neighbors and to your community. Will you join me? Today, Will you join me in sending the gospel around the world? What is the review of 2016? The review of 2016 is the review of a people, a nation, a church that is struggling. It is the view of a people, of a nation, of a church that does not put their trust in the Lord as they like to boast of. The psalmist says, "Let me never be put to confusion." And our nation, our people are one of confusion. And if we are living in confusion, we do not trust the Lord, not as we like to boast. That is the review of 2016, given to you in a very specific but short profile, a very specific but a very short picture, but one that is needed and one that is necessary. I don't mean to insult. I do not intend to draw controversy. But it is time in our nation and in our church and among our people that God takes precedence and that we trust Him. The foolishness of the quarreling over the political stuff, the hurt feelings, the secret, private, quiet places and all of that stuff. Trust the Lord. Trust Him. I hope this broadcast has been a blessing to your walk with the Lord. Our desire is to reach as many people as possible. And to accomplish this, we need your help. By sharing our podcast and website with others, you will help us share God's Word around the world. So will you help us by telling others about the inspiring Word? You can find us by reading the Blue Ridge Christian News, by visiting theinspiringword.org. You can find us through iTunes as the Inspiring Word Podcast. I want to thank you, and until next time, may God keep you firmly in His